say your name.
Robert A. Junior.
And the address here?
We call it Rhett's Hill or Fort King George Road, either one you want to write.
Fort King George Road?
Fort King George.
Oh.
Fort King George Road.
Are there any street names in?
Well, all the streets have names, but they're not marked out. This is the Fort King George Road now. This was at one time, this is really Bay Street, but we have the fort down at the end of the road now. That's why they call it Fort King George Road now.
I looked all around trying to find street signs.
No, they don't have none. Just one or two of the streets might have them, but very few.
Where were you born?
I was born in Deering, sir.
And your age?
I'm 74. I spent 36 years as tax commissioner. That's your assessor and collector, you know. And you have to kind of moonlight around here. I was 26 years distributor with Gulf Oil Corporation, wholesaler with Gulf Oil Corporation. That was my most lucrative position, Gulf Oil Corporation. And then I've done a lot of hustling too, but anyway, we won't go get into that. I had to hustle. I raised cows and worked like a so-and-so. I moonlighted for 30 years. That takes going. All right, so beg your pardon.
Okay, your religion?
I'm an Episcopalian, Protestant.
And your education? You said 2 years at Georgia Tech?
I had 2 years at Georgia Tech, yes, sir. And of course, I was stationed at the University of Georgia during the war. That's all. Of course, that's not you want to count that. That we did go to college. We studied hard and we went pretty hard. But that's all right. I guess 2 years at Georgia Tech would be about it, sir.
What about any clubs or anything like that that you belong to?
Well, I'm not active in anything much. I have tried to keep away from that. I didn't go to the shrine. I belong to the Masonic Lodge, and I'm not active in that. You got me taping? You taping me now or not?
Yes, sir.
Oh, me. Well, I'm a 50-year Mason this year. This is my 50th year as a Mason this year. And, of course, I was a member of the American Legion force, but I dropped out of that. I just didn't like the way it was run, so I got out of that. But I am a member of the Masonic Lodge, and that's the only I belong to, sir.
Okay, your mother's birthplace?
My mother's birth was, I got that down. She was born in 1876. Well, her birthplace, this county, Magnus County, yeah. My folks in this county, yeah. My folks came to this county with Oglethorpe. Oglethorpe's the man settled the county. You heard about that? Yeah, well, mine, the came here with Oglethorpe. Yeah, but anyway, my mother was born in this county, yes. Her folks came here from North Carolina about 1840, Pitt County, North Carolina. My mother's people came from Pitt County, North Carolina about 1840. We had quite a number of people come in here from the North Carolina area. Of course, this was a big turpentine section. They had a lot of nice timber and just seemed to have had some knowledge of it up there. But Goodman, I was talking with a young lady this morning. She was checking up something on some of her people. But there were